What's up, people? What do you do? What do you do? It's your boy Wes, and welcome to another episode of Life on Levels with Wes. It's Saturday, so you know what that means. Another episode. And yeah, I'm sorry for the late upload. I was a little bit held up during the day, but I definitely know I have to drop an episode on Saturday, so I got back around to it. So before we get into the what we're going to talk about today, I know you've already seen in the title. I wanted to say, if you've been supporting me, if you've been taking your time to listen to my podcast, thank you so much. Thank you for taking this journey with me, and I really appreciate you. If you're new, this is the place for you, because we talk about everything. We're not shy here. We want people to know that people go through these things, and people have almost the same levels of life around. So yeah, I also want to let you know that my podcast is available on Anchor, the Anchor app, Overcast, and Spotify. And also, if you access my podcast through links, whatever browser you're using, whether it's Chrome or Firefox or Phoenix, just keep that tab. And anytime you have that tab and you know there's an upload there, you can just go refresh the link, and if there's a new episode, it's gonna show up. So yeah, without further ado, let's get into the issue of body count. And whew, yeah, people don't like talking about body counts, and with good reason. One, there's the whole perspective that society has demonized anything to do with sex, and we just talk about, you know, the above board things. We don't talk about the in-depth actual things that sex entails, whether it's consequences, whether it's positive, negative. We just talk the surface level things. And also there's the issue of privacy. You know, I respect that some people want to keep their stories private, and that's okay. However, my personal views about body counts, I'll give them after I give you a story time of where this whole question came out. So basically, some time back, I was listening to radio. Unajua, in an African home, TV kichomeka, you're blamed. So when our TV chomeka, at that point in time, somehow, we were blamed. Me and my brother were blamed, and we were told, you know what? Y'all, since mliamua mshome TV, since mliamua mshome kaeni hivo. So we had to find entertainment, and in entertainment we found radio. So I was listening to a particular situation. You know, these kinds of people who call to get the opinion of radio presenters, and maybe for a little entertainment, maybe because they've moved on from their things, or maybe just because they need a little encouragement. So this shorty called, and then she said that her fiance or fiance, I'm not sure, but you know, the man, the bridegroom-to-be, called off the engagement because he found out about the shorty's body count. So what do I think about that? I think you shouldn't judge people based off their past. But I can tell you 100% that people's past affect their present. Maybe it can be corrected as you move to the future, but it definitely affects your present. So, do I agree with the guy? You know, I don't think the past should judge something like that, because she was complaining that he threw away a 3-4 year relationship over the fact that he found out about men she slept with in the past. But you know, to some extent I do agree with this guy, and that for you know, that is only a perspective that I think most men will share, because you know, as a woman, you're going to think it's not really fair, and I understand that by all means. But I'll try and explain it in a way, maybe you can enter the shoes of this man, maybe you can get what where he came at. So the particulars of the story were, she was asked, how did he end up finding out? So this girl asked for some time with her girls. Like, she wanted to hang out with her girls, just have a girls night out, and the guy was okay, so he excused himself. Hiyo siku wako alale nyumbani, we jitoe, as should be, jitoe, enda shughuli zako. So when he left, he came back like an hour later. I think he forgot something and decided, you know what, let me just pop by, take my thing, and then excuse them again. So first of all, kwa hii maisha, ukipanga plan, just unless it calls for serious adjusting, you will see things you don't want to see. So this nigga came back, eh? And he came back right when the girls were in the middle of their talk. Like, if you've ever had, I'll stop this story first and tell you, if you've ever had girls when they're having their version of locker room talk, whoa, especially if you're a guy, you get super uncomfortable. I can tell you for sure. Like, their version of locker room talk trumps males' version of locker room talk. You'll hear guys will be like, you know what? Hey, Buddha, nilikuwa na fulani. And then they're like, hey, Buddha. And then the question will be, ulipita naye? Or uli smash? Or did you hit that? That's gonna be almost it. And then guys are gonna be like, hey, sawa, sawa, bro, kotu sawa. But girls, bruh. I have had the unfortunate experience of being in a group of girls, some of my friends, that started talking about things I wish I did not hear. And I can tell you, chicks go into details. I did not know when they said women like details, that's what they meant. These people go into details. They describe things I wish I did not hear. Jeez. So I can imagine what the guy went through. He found them in the middle of their female version of locker room talk. And so, this guy decides what? You know what? I'm going to listen a bit. So he listens. And when he's listening, he hears things. So her friends are recapping guys she slept with according to how she talked about them. So Anaulizwa, we're just going to mention random names. Anaulizwa story of Victor. Anasema, wow, Victor was crazy, blah, 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 blah. Nini, nini. Nini nini gives them a rating and then they move on to the next. So obviously the guy is not stupid. He knows before I met you, you had other people and you slept with them. It's okay. But then as they progress, it's like these girls were bringing out the names according to how much this fiance or this chick hyped them up during the time they were together. So apparently he had everything. But now what he says, what she was saying that made him call off the wedding was how he ended up hearing himself being described. So he's hearing there, amesikia uko ukiongea story ya Victor, ukiongea story ya Anto, and talking about these other guys who you're talking with so much enthusiasm about. And then when she was asked, what about, you know, fulani, now the current guy, she was like, akotu. What did you expect? What did this lady Aliquad expect? And she was trying to argue that, she was trying to argue that, you know what? Ata kama nilisema hivyo, see, I've chosen him. He's the one I'm with. I'm like, bruh. When they said let a man be a man, they did not only mean let a man provide for you only. I want to feel like I am number one. Most men want to feel, all men want to feel like they're number one. I don't want to sit around. I might know that I may not be the most handsome guy. I may not be the best you've ever had, but I don't want you to throw it in my face. So hearing you compare some guy called Mark and tell and describe how he rocked your world, and then when you get to me, unasema, akotu. Bruh. So the guy just walked out, and then the following morning came, talked to the shori, told him, I've decided I don't want to get married anymore. Of course, shori's gonna be confused. Let's talk about it. The guy doesn't want to talk about it. And you understand, like I've said, men and vulnerability, different WhatsApp groups, but we'll get to those issues on a different day. So nigga calls off the wedding. She didn't understand for a while. Then he finally came clean. And then she was complaining and trying to, you know, act like she didn't have any part to play in this. I mean, I get it. You slept with people. But hearing you describe me like that to your friends, obviously is going to do something to a man's secureness. Because I usually say, men approach relationships and associations from a providence perspective. As a man, I read somewhere that rather than who you are, your importance to whatever you're doing is how good you can do that thing, what value you can add. So men approach relationships from a providence perspective, and it's not only financial providence. That could be security, that could be sexual needs. So if I feel like the providence of sexual needs, I am second to someone, best believe my ego is going to be affected. So yeah, So in the run up to this episode, I consulted someone and they gave me an opinion that maybe many ladies will tell me this could be true, this couldn't be true. They said that sometimes you don't want to describe your man too good because your shorties are going to try something, which again is something else we're going to talk about on this show, is female friendships. But yeah, you don't want to talk about your man's too much. If you keep saying he's heaven, one of your shorties might try something on your man. So I was like, okay, that could be a reason. But really, I mean, I get the fact that the man was never supposed to be there in the first place, but he was, and he had. And so where do you draw the line between you protecting your man and what you have with your man to actually you being honest that your man's game is second to someone else's, and or not even second, other people's? So it's probably like fourth or fifth. Bro, when I get into that relationship, I'm going to be like, are you satisfied? I mean, I heard you say you've had better. Am I doing well? So you're creating a problem, an insecurity already before we even go on. You understand? So now, story aside, now you get the whole dynamic. It got me questioning a lot. The issue of body counts. One, about whether I agree to the guy. Like I explained, as a man, I would understand why he would feel insecure and feel like, you know, he's never gonna be enough and decide to call off the whole wedding. And I know it's not the best choice because it depends on the value of that relationship, but it is what it is. So sorry for the shorty though, but you know, Jamali, I'm what do I end it? Because now, the kicker is, I haven't even told you how many men she was asked, because she was very apprehensive about saying how many men she was talking about. She was talking about 22 men in the course of her life, of course. So, yeah, I know someone is already cringing. Which brings me to now the main question. How much is too much? How much is, like, how many is too many? How much experience is too much experience? How many bodies are too many bodies? Because let's break down 22. And our generation, by the way. Let's try and see. Because if you look at it and if you're really realistic, your number, see at any kitu foreign, it can get there. Because we are all a number to someone. That chick you dumped, that chick you slept with because you didn't really like her, but you thought it would be something convenient for you. You became a number to them. So I think in this generation, getting to such kinds of numbers, seeing umu, I know shorties who are younger and probably almost close to that number. Yeah. The other day, like some time back, long time ago, we had people tell Kamenegoro that her body count was ilikuwa mingi, ilikuwa 27. And I was like, sure, he's 27. Please. So let's break it down. Let's say before you're 20, you've already dated like 5-6 people. You've slept with them. So those are 6 people, bodies that are out of the 20. You have 18. Eh? So you count that kaho phase everybody has, or most people have. Kaho phase is a choice, by the way. I don't think it's a natural stage. So you count that kaho phase. Let's give that 5 dudes. That's 11. Then you're out of the whole phase. You have those mistakes. One-night stands, mistakes. People you shouldn't be hooking up with. Other people's people. So let's give those people another 6. So we are down to what? We are down to 12 plus 5. 12 plus 5, 19. So, you're talking about 22, you're just 4 people shy. And haujaolewa na hakuna prospects za kuolewa na hakuna prospects za kuoa. So, 22 is not really a high number. But, it can definitely affect someone's present. Because from a man, this is going to sound weird, but a man, if you tell me 22, I won't I'll try not to judge you, but I'll be like, shit, 22 people have plowed my girlfriend. Oof. I mean, granted, they're not plowing her now, but still, oof. Jeez. Still, it's a little bit, it's an uncomfortable issue for people to accept. And now, here's what I think. Given and granted that number is high or too high for some people, it can be achieved. Most people work on two apple or close or cutting in on the halfway mark of that number we are talking about. And they're not married. And most people in our generation don't want to get married early because we've seen the dynamic of marriage. We are like, maybe it doesn't work, maybe it's not for us. Like, so most of us like would choose to be married when they are 26, 27, no, not 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, like in that space, by that time. So this body count, you could well be over it by the time you're getting married. But this is a person you've chosen you want to marry. So how logical is it to throw her away because of that? But then again, your value to her is second in comparison to someone else. So I do understand the whole dynamics of the issue. And personally, I think that you shouldn't judge. But most people will not be comfortable with it. So now, here's what I finally am going to say about the whole body count issues. We've already seen that you can achieve that. We've already seen that it can affect your past. You have no business asking people their body counts. Come out taking disappointments. If you don't want to run away fast, quick, and in a hurry, please just avoid. Sorry to, don't ask. And the unfortunate part is that body counts are more, there's a double standard for women that disadvantages women on that perspective. Because if a man is talking about the same thing, we are champions, our boys are going to hail us. But if a lady is talking about the same thing, she's a hoe. And yet, you're judging them differently from the same act. It don't make sense, people. It don't make sense. So my what I tell you, the parting shot is, don't ask. Usiulize, because there's no right answer. If I say a number that's too high, it affects our relationship. If I say a number that's too low, it's a little suspect. Because, like, you know, the meme goes, if you ask a shorty her body count, it's always going to be four or five. That's what they say nowadays. So, already in shajua, can you not ask someone and pata? So, there's no need. Don't ask. And two, other than not asking, and I've told you why you shouldn't ask, let's just try and be a little bit fair for women. Because these women, it's not like, see ati venye tu ochungulo family wanasemanga, see ati wanajikula. They are involving themselves with people. Some of these people they love, some of these people are mistakes, some of these people are just people being people. So let's try and kill the double standards. Stop acting as if women are angels and they can't make mistakes, and when they make a mistake that is sexual in nature, you castigate them for it. So yeah, that's all I gotta say. I think body counts are an issue that are touchy for people. So I think, guys, I'm going to end it there. And as I always say, if you have something to say, if you have something to tell me, you can drop me a voice note on the app, right on from where you're listening from. You can definitely drop me a voice note. Tell me what you think. Tell me if you disagree. Tell me if you agree. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me your experience. I would love stories. Because there is a part of this that I might want to do a part two of, Body Counts Part 2, with now stories are what, of course, kept anonymous. I would love to do a second part. But yeah, tell me what you think. And if you want to reach me directly, you can reach me on my Instagram at itsjus. You can reach me on Twitter at itsjus. You can reach me on Facebook, Wesley Jeff. And yeah, that's all the social medias I have. So till next time, peace.